Good morning, baby. I've been waiting for you to get up. I was sad you were already asleep when I got back last night. I've got something to tell you. Do you remember that fantasy you told me about? No, not that one. Just listen. So, you know how I was out late last night with some coworkers, right? Well, Alex was there. Yeah, he is such an asshole. Yes. Yeah, he's the one that all the girls at work say he has a big cock. I almost skipped out. I didn't want to be around him any more than necessary, but he was actually being kind of sweet. I guess we've been so busy at work lately, he finally got on board with being a part of the team. He even offered to buy me a drink. You know, it's hard for me to say no to that. What, you want to know if I found out if the rumors were true? I told you, I've been dying to find out for myself. Look, if you just lay back and listen, I'll tell you all about my night. Well, we were having a good time at the bar, laughing, drinking. I guess he's one of those guys who turns into a sap when he drinks, because he was still being sweet, going to get drinks for us, laughing, and just generally not being a terrible person. And you know how I get when I drink? I'm such a terrible flirt. I was touching his arm and brushing up against him. Oh, and I made him blush. Can you believe I made this asshole blush with just a laugh? At one point, he got up to go to the bathroom and had to scooch behind me, between me and the bar. He gently put his hand on my waist to scoot me out of the way, but I couldn't help myself. I put my hand over his and pushed back into him, basically pinning him to the bar. I could tell he wasn't sure what was happening, but he didn't try to fight me too much, especially when I slowly started grinding my ass into his crotch. I don't know what came over me. I really had him drinking that much. But he'd been flirting with me all night. He was being nice, and all I could think about was how you told me you wanted to see me with another guy, with my lips wrapped around a nice, hard cock, and about how big his cock was supposed to be. I knew if I didn't find out, I would probably chicken out. I started grooving to the music, gently rubbing my ass up and down on him in time. I kept my hand on his, and he didn't move it. He didn't say anything at first. I'm not sure if he knew I was doing it on purpose, but he sure didn't seem to mind, especially when I started to feel a bulge, and oh, what a bulge it was. I thought he was going to push me away from the bar, but I held strong. I slowed down and gently swayed back and forth, rubbing my ass on his hard cock through his pants. I wish I could have seen his face. I bet it was priceless. Feeling him get that hard for me in public was making me so wet. You know how I like to tease you in public. I knew it was time to tab out when he leaned down to whisper in my ear how much he wanted to see more of my ass. I just nodded and let him take my hand and lead me out the door. He was trying to walk just behind me so he didn't have to give the whole bar a show. Lucky for him, he lives pretty close to the bar. I let him walk behind me so he could watch my hips sway back and forth as I walked. I know, it's a great feel. But he couldn't resist for long. He was starting to pull off my clothes as we walked up the stairs to his apartment. I'm surprised I didn't lose anything on the way up. Once we got inside, he knew exactly what he wanted. He peeled off every remaining stitch of my clothing right there in his kitchen. He grabbed my waist and pulled me in tight for a kiss. He was still hard as a rock through his pants. I couldn't wait to get that cock out. I kissed him back, deep. He's a great kisser, by the way. I was surprised because his type usually isn't. The way his lips touched mine, so needy and so hungry for me. His tongue exploring my mouth as I reached down to undo his belt, his button, his zipper. I wanted to take my time, but he had me so turned on I couldn't help myself. I slid his pants down and gently pulled away from his mouth so I could appreciate his cock. God, were the rumors true? And all anyone could talk about was how big it was, but no one mentioned how nice of a cock it was. Long and thick and just gorgeous. All I wanted to do was just sink to my knees for him and wrap my lips around it. I wasn't sure if I'd even be able to fit him in my mouth, but he had some other ideas. I guess he was done being soft and sweet like he was at the bar because he grabbed my waist and spun me around, put his hands on my hips, and pushed me over towards the counter. I barely had time to grab onto anything. He was so eager. I wanted to take my time with him and his thick cock, but you know I'm putty when someone takes control like that. I was so wet. I was practically dripping down my thighs. God, I love the way he squeezed my hips as he pressed the head of his cock against the lips of my pussy. I could tell he could barely control himself. He didn't wait to push himself into me. If I wasn't already so wet, I wouldn't have had the chance taking him. I gasped and moaned a little. He wasn't even halfway in and it already felt so good. I told him to take it slow. I hadn't had a cock his size before. He went as slow as he could manage, gently but firmly sliding into me, back out and a little further in. Oh, baby, it was so amazing. Each time he pushed into me, he went a little deeper in. I want his entire cock so bad. I barely had to try to squeeze down on him, but I did anyway, and it was so worth it when he started moaning in my ear. He grabbed a hold of my hair with one hand and my ass with the other, completely in control, and finally slid his entire length into me. Oh my god, baby, I almost came right there. He filled me up so nice. He thrust into me and stayed there pulse deep twice, I think. I don't know. It felt so amazing. That stretch that's just a hair breadth from pain. I barely had time to fully process it because as soon as he was sure that he could fit all the way in me, he pulled back out and started fucking me so hard. The way he was pulling my hair and gripping into me drove me so wild. He was so into me. I mean, how could you not love this ass? I know you love it too, baby. Fuck that cock of his. I've never been fucked that hard with a cock that big. And once he was sure he wasn't hurting me, he wasn't showing any signs of slowing down. I almost wanted to ask him to slow down, but I couldn't even get any words out. It was all moans and gasps. Baby, he was so deep. I couldn't help but come for him right there in his kitchen. Baby, it was amazing. I could barely fucking breathe. The way he moaned for me and called out my name, it was so hot. I barely remembered to tell him not to come inside of me. You know how much I love that, but I know you're not ready for that yet. You're lucky I still had my head on my shoulders. He told me he was close as he slid out of me. I was still dripping wet, practically gasping. I turned around and pulled him in for another kiss. His hand slid up from my waist to my tits and mine slid down to his cock. Once I wrapped my hands around him, I couldn't believe I had just taken all that inside of me. Babe, I could barely get my hands around him. He kissed my neck and bit down a little. I was slowly stroking his cock as he licked and sucked on my nipples. Oh, there's so much I wanted to do with his cock. I was thinking about making him come with my hands as his face was buried into my tits, but again, he had other ideas. He pushed me back up again, then on top of the counter. He continued to kiss his way down my body. I told him I just wanted him back inside me, but he was not listening. He said he wanted to taste me. He ran his tongue up and down my pussy, but he was too eager to take his time there too. He quickly had his face buried, tongue working frantically, sucking on my clit. I was already so sensitive from his giant dick, and he had just made me come, so it wasn't long before his face was dripping with my wetness, and I was moaning his name again, fistful of his hair, pushing him into me as I gyrated my hips into his face and mouth. I see that smile. You know how much I love that too, don't you? After I managed to catch my breath again, I slipped down off the counter and grabbed his hand and started to lead him to the bedroom. But he told me in no uncertain terms that if he fucked me anymore, he wouldn't be able to pull out. The thought of his thick, throbbing cock exploding into my pussy sent chills down my spine. No, don't worry, baby, I was a good girl. I decided to get on my knees, quick, before my brain totally melted. I started by gently cupping his balls with one hand and wrapping the other around the base of his dick. Well, as much as I could get around it. I gently moved my hand up the length of his cock and wrapped my lips around the tip. I could obviously tell this was going to be a challenge. I started to slowly slide my mouth down and I couldn't even get halfway. God, I was so wet with that amazing thing in my mouth. I ran my tongue from his balls up to his tip, teasing and swirling my tongue around. Loving the moans and breaths he was letting out for me. He grabbed my hand and started thrusting into my mouth and I couldn't help but moan. Baby, I love sucking cock and I've never had one this big. I started to gag pretty quick though and had to stop him from thrusting. I mean, I may have been on my knees, but I was going to do this my way. I could tell he was getting close by the way he tensed up and twitched every time I ran my tongue around his head and took him in as far into my throat as I could. I'm wet again just thinking about it. He told me he wanted to come into my face and I giggled and said okay, but you know how greedy I am. And baby, oh, I was ready. I begged for his cum and he gave it to me. His cock started to twitch and he tried to pull out, but I wrapped my arms around him and held on tight, enjoying every second of the way his cock twitched and throbbed in my mouth as he pumped my mouth full of that nice, hot cum. Oh, I wanted to swallow every drop, but I guess with a cock that big, there's a lot to go around. There was so much of it, I couldn't stop it from dripping down my lips and onto my tits. I know you wish you could have seen it. I even left some of it in my cleavage when I came home last night for you to find. Well, when he was done, I got dressed and left, even though he asked me to stay. I was hoping you'd still be awake, but alas, I just showered when I found you asleep, and then I cuddled in next to you. Well, yeah, of course I have his number. We have that stupid group text at work. Oh, really? You want to watch in person? Well, we might be able to work something out. Anything for you, baby.